and the sons of Issachar, Tola, and Phuba, and Job, and Shimron. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. And it was so, when the days of their feasting were gone about, that Job sent and sanctified them, and rose up early in the morning, and offered burnt offerings according to the number of them all. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus did Job continually. And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil?" Then Satan answered the Lord and said, "Doth Job fear God for naught?" And there came a messenger unto Job and said, "The oxen were plowing, and the asses feeding beside them." Then Job arose and rent his mantle and shaved his head and fell down upon the ground and worshipped and said, "In all this Job sinned not, nor charged God foolishly." And the Lord said unto Satan, "Hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without cause?" So went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord, and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. But he said unto her, "Thou speakest as one of the foolish women speaketh. What? Shall we receive good at the hand of God, and shall we not receive evil?" In all this did not Job sin with his lips. After this opened Job his mouth and cursed his day. And Job spake and said, "But Job answered and said, O..." Then Job answered and said, and Job answered and said, then Job answered and said, then Job answered and said, but Job answered and said, then Job answered and said, but Job answered and said, how? Moreover, Job continued his parable and said, moreover, Job continued his parable and said, let thistles grow instead of wheat, and cockle instead of barley. The words of Job are ended. So these three men ceased to answer Job, because he was righteous in his own eyes. Then was kindled the wrath of Elihu, the son of Barachel, the Buzite of the kindred of Ram. Against Job was his wrath kindled, because he justified himself rather than God. Also against his three friends was his wrath kindled, because they had found no answer, and yet had condemned Job. Now Elihu had waited till Job had spoken, because they were elder than he. "Yea, I attended unto you, and behold, there was none of you that convinced Job, or that answered his words. Wherefore, Job, I pray thee, hear my speeches, and hearken to all my words. Mark well, O Job, hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I will speak. For Job hath said, I am righteous, and God hath taken away my judgment. What man is like Job, who drinketh up scorning like water? Job hath spoken without knowledge, and his words were without wisdom. My desire is that Job may be tried unto the end because of his answers for wicked men. Therefore doth Job open his mouth in vain. He multiplieth words without knowledge. Hearken unto this, O Job. Stand still, and consider the wondrous works of God." Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, and said, "Moreover, the Lord answered Job, and said, then Job answered the Lord, and said, then answered the Lord unto Job out of the whirlwind, and said, then Job answered the Lord, and said, and it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, My wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends, for ye have not spoken of me the thing that is right, as my servant Job hath. Therefore take unto you now 7 bullocks and 7 rams, and go to my servant Job, and offer up for yourselves a burnt offering, and my servant Job shall pray for you. For him will I accept, lest I deal with you after your folly, in that ye have not spoken of me the thing which is right, like my servant Job." So Eliphaz the Temanite, and Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite, went and did according as the Lord commanded them. The Lord also accepted Job. And the Lord turned the captivity of Job when he prayed for his friends. Also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning. For he had 14,000 sheep, and 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she-asses. And in all the land were no women found so fair as the daughters of Job. And their father gave them inheritance among their brethren. After this lived Job 140 years, and saw his sons and his sons' sons, even 4 generations. So Job died, being old and full of days. Though these 3 men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job, and have seen the end of the Lord, that the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy.